From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new sanctions on North Korea. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed an executive order imposing the sanctions. They are in response to the North's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The White House says the new unilateral sanctions will allow the U.S. to implement measures already agreed to by the United Nations Security Council. European Union leaders began 2 days of talks Thursday in Brussels, trying to reach an agreement with Turkey on how to deal with the migrant crisis. With thousands of migrants stuck in Greece, the EU is under pressure to come up with a plan to handle the influx of refugees. Some analysts say prospects of finalizing an agreement are fading as a number of nations squabble over a draft agreement reached earlier this month. Two suicide bombers killed at least 22 people and wounded another 17 Wednesday at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria. Witnesses say the bombers were women disguised in men's clothing. Representatives of Syria's largest Kurdish party say they are planning to declare an autonomous federal region for the areas they control in the northern part of the country. Kurdish leaders in Syria say other ethnic and sectarian groups, including Arabs and Turkmen, will be represented in the regional grouping. Syrian Kurdish militiamen continue to battle other opposition factions in the north of Syria. Three Kurdish-controlled regions would unite under the plan being considered. Frank Sinatra Jr., the son of the legendary singer and actor, died suddenly Wednesday in Daytona Beach, Florida. He was performing in a musical tribute to his father. The Associated Press reports he had a heart attack and that he was 72 years old. This is VOA News. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are keeping their key interest rates steady for the time being. The Federal Reserve says officials will probably raise rates later this year, perhaps twice in small increments. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen spoke with journalists Wednesday.
Our decision to keep this accommodative policy stance reflects both our assessment of the economic outlook and the risks associated with that outlook.
Yellen says inflation picked up in recent months but continued to run below the Fed's 2% target rate. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The nominee, Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland, is widely viewed as a centrist. The president had lots of praise for him.
Someone who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence.
And despite all of that, leaders of the Republican-led Senate are insisting there will be no vote on any Obama nominee to the High Court. Niger's opposition presidential candidate Hama Amadou was taken from his Niamey jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital Wednesday, 4 days before a runoff election. Amadou has been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, allegations he and his supporters say are politically motivated. Opposition officials say Amadou has been sick since he was jailed, but his illness is unclear. Belgian federal prosecutors say two suspects are still at large after a raid on an apartment in a Brussels suburb. In a news conference Wednesday, officials say one suspect was killed during the raid. Lisa Bryant has more.
Authorities identified the dead man as 35-year-old Algerian Mohamed Belkaid, who was residing illegally in Belgium. He was killed in a shootout with French and Belgian police during an anti-terror operation Tuesday that included the town of Forêt and other Brussels suburbs. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office told reporters Belkaid was unknown to authorities except for a theft committed in 2014. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Convicted mass killer Anders Behring Breivik has told a court he is the victim of inhuman and degrading prison conditions. Breivik, who has pledged his allegiance to National Socialism, was convicted of killing 77 people in a mass shooting and bombing in Oslo in July of 2011. He says that microwave meals he has been given are worse than waterboarding. He insists that Norway has violated his human rights. Speaking Wednesday to the court, Breivik said it would have been more humane to shoot him rather than keep him locked up like an animal. He is being held in solitary confinement. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.